This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2018. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Welcome to Issues 2018.
Thank you. Great
this
to be here.
Been an eventful year for Wichita.
Busy year.
If you had to single out one most important event or issue for 2018 in Wichita, what would it be?
Well, I think it's the AAA baseball stadium that's going to be on the river, maybe number one. But there's so many things that happened this past year. Some of them get lost in the shuffle.
Now, stadium's got to be number one, I guess.
I think it's the true catalyst and going to change the dynamics of our city. And, you know, we can get into that a little bit. But, you know, I've already heard from all the major employers in town that said, Mayor, thank you. That will enable us to recruit talent.
Really? Okay. Well, let's begin with the stadium. Are you satisfied with the process that has brought us to this point?
Yeah, and there were obviously a lot of doubters that we could make it happen. We're a relatively small market for a AAA baseball team, but at the same time, we were the largest city in America that didn't have an affiliated baseball team. And so we knew that it was time for us. And when you look at stadiums today all around the country, and we've toured several of them to make sure we get this right, they have become unbelievable catalysts for development and growth. And whether it was Oklahoma City or Raleigh, or you can point to a dozen different cities that these quality of life amenities that are on this grand of a scale totally change a city.
So you think everything's on schedule then?
Everything's on schedule. We'll be ready.
Now, most folks are referring to this as a baseball stadium.
Oh, so much more.
But it's going to have multiple uses. Tell us about that.
So we're going to host high school football games in the fall. What a great venue to go watch a couple of area high schools. Looking forward to our alma mater playing back downtown and that kind of venue. But they want to host a number of other activities. They want to host concerts and host movie nights at the ballpark, because the screen that they're going to put up for AAA baseball is going to be magnificent. And they can invite people in and have movie night at the ballpark, or bring the Cub Scouts in and let them camp out in the infield over the weekend. And so just a wide variety of events that they want to hold, so that we can encourage people to come down to the River Corridor. They want to host more than 200 events during the year.
Well, how is this being financed again?
So Star Bonds are the primary financing of it. There will be some CID monies put into it also, which is a different way to collect sales tax and pay off the bonds for the stadium. But without Star Bonds, this would not have happened.
The NBC tournament, I presume, is still going to be there.
So that's one of the things that helped us get the star bonds because it has a lot of criteria wrapped around it to qualify. One of the qualifiers is to have a museum. And so for the first time in the history of Wichita, we'll have a National Baseball Congress Museum that's built into the footprint of the stadium. And, of course, the tournament itself will continue to exist. But looking forward to NBC having a real home finally and a place that we can honor those that have come through here, starting with Satchel Paige.
It's a good point because, you know, I don't remember there ever having, you know, like four or five rooms dedicated. Here is the museum.
Right. That's going to be an awesome component to that whole footprint.
So is it going to be, you think, inside the stadium? It'll be something that people...
It'll be inside the stadium, but you'll be able to enter it
without going
from the outside. Okay. So they're looking at potentially placing it there in center field. The main ticket gate into the stadium is proposed to be center field, which is far different from the old stadium. And they'll have other entrances also, but the main ticket gate would be center field, and the museum will be out there, and they're talking about putting a sit-down restaurant next to the museum that will also be out there in center field that you can enter from the stadium. On non-game days, you can enter from the other side.
Have you resolved the presence of the Baptist Church at Douglas and McLean?
So that's something that a local developer's working on, and they have an option to buy that. And we've seen renderings of their proposed river village that they want to put in there. And that's the kind of things that we typically see develop around these catalyst sites are entertainment districts, basically.
Is that one of those things where you can say to the folks at the church, here, we're going to give you some money so you can relocate or something like that?
So I think, they're going to get paid handsomely for that piece of ground, and I think the church is very excited about this opportunity.
Well, there is, when you talk about that, of course, from what I'm seeing, the development on that west bank of the river is going to be is pretty dynamic. Already we're seeing some things, and you need to kind of continue with that theme or whatever. I don't know anything about architecture, but, you know.
Yeah, we want to see that whole corridor develop, and I think that we have the ability with this to see that entire corridor potentially from Kellogg all the way to maybe 13th Street, see some kind of transformation that becomes a gathering place for people, almost like a Central Park type setting.
Of course, when we were growing up, that whole west side of the river was dedicated to train tracks and trees.
Right.
Which wasn't exciting, but there.
No, and so we have the new library down there, and that's an exciting place that's getting a lot of traffic that just opened up this past year. There's a lot that's happened this last year that gets lost, and I want to mention, starting with economic development, we almost forget that Cargill, not only did we open up the new Cargill building, but Cargill put $80 million in their bean processing plant in North Wichita this past year. And that's significant, but it almost gets lost in the shuffle with everything else that's going on. And, Spirit committing $1 billion. That's a very large number, $1 billion to their footprint here and getting into defense contract work and, jobs expanding and, putting $1 million into the innovation campus so they can have a real research and development center up there. And that almost gets lost in everything that's going on. And, the soccer fields at Greenwich and 96 that have just – that whole area has truly exploded, and the entertainment that's now built up around that is – amazing.
I've been up there. It's been a while, but I was up there when one of my grandsons was playing in a basketball tournament or something up there.
Right.
That's a huge complex.
Unbelievable.
And people coming in. It's an interesting idea. People coming in from out of town with their kids going to spend, two or three days playing basketball.
And shop and stay in the area hotels and eat.
But you wouldn't think of that as, here's a tourist attraction. Kids sports.
So kids sports has just taken off over the last decade or so, and we're seeing families spend a small fortune on their kids in that respect. And And we're getting to capture some of that in Wichita now with the build-out of some of these venues. And that's going to be an outstanding soccer complex that will be opened up next year with a – you know, that's a sport that I admit I'm still learning about, but it is incredibly popular. And
sure is.
And we're seeing, you know, a lot of growth. And that's going to be an awesome stadium, which potentially could help us get into an affiliated soccer team someday.
Now, you've got a 12-member citizen committee looking into what to do with Century 2 and Performing Arts. You want to talk about that for just a little bit, what they're doing?
So what we know is conventions don't mix well with a performing arts building. And when that building was built brand new, it didn't work very well as a convention center. And so we've drawn some preliminary plans up that would change Brown Expo Hall out to the east and build potentially a new convention center. And then we've got to figure out what we can do in terms of Century 2. I think that once you get conventions out of that, it really helps the situation immensely, and then makes the renovations a little easier. And we're looking at the potential to renovate that in a way that would be much cheaper than building new and still have a state-of-the-art facility without any compromises and save the integrity of that iconic building. And so we think there's a win-win solution that can make this community truly grand. And part of that, though, is to embrace the river, too, and make some changes there and taking some of those mechanical systems that are used for Century 2 that are parked along the riverside, and we've just got to do a better job of hiding those kinds of systems and opening up the river to development so that people truly are enjoying that great amenity that we have. The developers that are coming with their ball club want to look at having river taxis and getting people to truly enjoy the river in that respect. And, of course, we have the boat rental component to the River Vista, where WSU is now storing their shells for their rowing team and using that section of the river for practices and potentially meets coming up. But now you can go down there and rent a kayak yourself and enjoy the river or rent a paddleboard, which is a relatively new sport and exercise. And our park department now holds paddleboard classes on the weekends.
They do?
Yes. Steve, you too could go down and enjoy a paddleboard class.
And I probably need a good paddling. Talk for a moment about ongoing development east-west. Not only near the river, but in Delano, Old Town, Douglas Street Corridor.
Well, you know, and extends beyond that. And, of course, much of that has to do with, I think, the success that the Q Line is experiencing. We went from 4,000 riders a year to over 120,000 riders on the Q Line. But, you know, going all the way out, and the Q Line runs from Seneca all the way to Oliver. And you look at Hillside and Douglas, where the Uptown Landing is, and that new building was just finished this year, and it's absolutely gorgeous and helped that development, and it's going to be very successful. But when you get down to the core of the city, where Cargill just opened up their $70 million new headquarters, which is gorgeous, Union Station that's going through a $55 million remodel, and Spaghetti Warehouse that's going to have mixed-use office space and restaurants that come all the way to Douglas, and a new reinvigorated Nashker Park, and the next block has a Hilton Garden Inn, and the next block has a new IMA building that's going to transform the Douglas Corridor Avenue with first-floor retail, and then the next block has the new Douglas Place apartments, and almost every block from Douglas to Cargill all the way down to the river has something new or renovated, and it's exciting. We're seeing investment, and we're seeing truly people living back downtown.
Yeah.
Cargill told me that many of their employees have now made the decision to move downtown.
Just go in and get an apartment down there.
Right.
That's something interesting. Very interesting. Now, you're listening to Issues of 2018 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Let's talk about a little bit about economics and business now. How has this community recovered or changed since the 2008 recession?
So the nice thing is we're seeing our city diversify. Even though aviation is still our number one job sector, we're seeing a lot of focus in different sectors. And our number two sector today is healthcare. And we've seen a number of new healthcare facilities that have been built and many in this past year that are now, you go up and down Webb Road, there's some new heart hospitals and cardiology centers and very specialty kinds of doctoring that's done in Wichita, Kansas. And we take a lot of pride that we have as good a health care as maybe any major city in the U.S. now. But even more importantly to that, there's about seven sectors that we tagged the Blueprint for Regional Economic Growth and said we need to diversify our economy. And so for the first time ever, we're going to see a really neat component get built at South Meridian and I-235 that's never seen much happen in terms of economic development. They're going to have a 100,000 square foot warehouse that's transportation's a sector that we're focusing on because we are regionally in such a great location and easy to get to in the middle of the U.S., and we should have a stronger presence in transportation and warehouses and that those kinds of opportunities. You're going to see that manifest itself in South Wichita for the first time, which truly brings some economic prosperity to all corners of Wichita.
We know a big challenge is attracting people to come to Wichita and take the jobs that are opening, because we have a lot of openings. And all of these things, I guess, will go together in that formula to try to get more folks in here. Huh?
Well, that's why we focus so much on quality of life, and we're going to continue to build on quality of life. We're going to get this aquatics plan moved through here early in 2019, and it looks like now we'll put in more or keep more of our neighborhood pools open and add some splash pads and make sure that we have the kinds of amenities that work well in neighborhoods and give people an opportunity. Of course, we are a city with the best YMCAs in the world, and that certainly helps our quality of life. And but want to continue to focus on those things that are important to Wichitans and building out our rails and trails and giving people safe places to walk and enjoy Wichita.
Since change mood a little bit, how do you assess the importance of education at all levels to the city of Wichita?
Well, I mean, having spent 12 years on a local school board, it tells you right there that education is incredibly important to me and certainly important to our city. And with the addition of the Innovation Campus and some of the things that they're doing out there, and now that WSU has merged with WATC and WSU Tech as the new model, it allows us to focus on job training. And we're doing something unique this past year. So this past year we put several $100,000 into a new program that enables us to target some poorer areas of Wichita, specifically some areas in South Wichita and some areas in North Wichita where there's high unemployment and people that need a better job and better opportunity, and we are going to supply them with some grant monies that gives them very specific training that will enable them to go out to Textron or Spirit or one of their supply chain folks that are eagerly trying to add more and more people, but we're going to give them the tool set that can immediately put them into potentially a 50,000-year job and get people out of poverty. Yeah. And the only way to do that is provide educational training for them. And that, I'm looking forward to that program because it takes some of our concern of recruiting more and more talent and helps us grow our own talent.
The Kansas legislature, of course, will convene next month. What are the issues the city will be taking to Topeka, if any? The things you're going to
talk to
them about?
So we have a long list of things that we're still concerned about that will include, obviously, local control, which we always worry about, and we continue to fight for more local control. And there's going to be a push for increase in broadband services. With that also comes the infrastructure, and we have some concerns over where corporations and companies can place that infrastructure. We don't want it to be too intrusive and hide it the best we can. And there's some bills that don't want to give locals the control to have a say in what that infrastructure looks like and where it can be placed. And so we're putting that on our platform. But economic development is also high on our list, and job training, continuing to support those opportunities is critically important. And the state's been pretty good partners. They recognize that Wichita is that economic engine, and that economic engine runs on people.
City's budget drafting process, I presume, is beginning soon, or already has. Are you looking for any big additions or reductions as we get that going?
So this past year, we added 32 personnel to our police department to increase their opportunity to have a safer community. And it's a pretty significant, largest increase we've had in public safety in a long time. So we want to continue to make sure that we are fostering the kind of public safety that our community expects and deserves. And, you know, we were fortunate this past July talking about changes in Wichita. So this July of this past year, we've received a number one fire safety rating for the first time in the history of Wichita. And we're one of only 315 communities out of 43,000 that they assessed that received a number one fire safety rating. And so we're pretty excited about obtaining that high level of public safety in our community, but want to continue that trend and make sure that we're putting our money where our highest priorities are.
Crass politics. When are you up for election?
2019 is
you better clean up your act then, huh?
spent the last 3.5 years as mayor of this great city. And
is there a term limit on that?
So we can only serve two terms. We're one of the very, very few communities anywhere in the country that has term limits on our elected offices here locally. So you can only serve.
So I guess if you get reelected 4 or 5 years down the road, you'll be wanting to take my job and do radio, right?
Well, you know, I get a lot of compliments on that Monday mornings with the mayor, and so it may have given me a platform to train.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, what are the biggest challenges for being mayor? I know that you like this job.
So I do enjoy this job. And, you know, I grew up in Wichita and love this city. And I want to make sure that we build a city where my kids want to live here and their kids want to live here. But, we're a very, very diverse city. And it comes with, a lot of varying opinions of what our city should look like. And it can be challenging to have all of those voices somehow co-mingle and come out where we can develop a plan where everyone agrees. It doesn't happen very often. And every vote that we take, it seems like somebody's upset with us. And it doesn't matter if you're liberal or you're conservative. There's really very little politics often in the decisions we make, but they're life-altering decisions, whether it's investing $500 million in a new drinking water supply, which isn't very sexy, but it's something that's critically important to our community, trying to figure out how to do that in a way that doesn't impact ratepayers so much. Because you raise someone's water bill $1, they're going to let you know.
Well, democracy, at this level, this is where the rubber hits the road, isn't it?
Right, right.
So what makes a job fun?
Just seeing things come to completion where you truly can impact people's lives, whether it's, providing the direction to build this new AAA baseball stadium that's truly going to be magnificent, or seeing people enjoy our park systems, or you know, people coming up to me and sharing that they just take so much pride in our city, and that it kind of makes it all worthwhile. And I enjoy it. It can be tiresome. It's a job that truly is 24/7, because when people want to share with you, they don't care whether it's 9 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock in the morning.
Now listen, thanks for spending some time with us. We could do it, and you know, we could do this probably every week and have a good time doing it, because there is admittedly and seriously a lot of interesting things going on in Wichita right now. A lot of things that will impact not only what's happening right now, but probably for the future, for the next 20 years or more. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our guest, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. That's all for this edition of Issues 2018. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.